Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
7:04 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out behind the glass. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. Jalen Johnson was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Hawks are back in action tonight. They're back home to take on the Pistons. Pregame is at 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7:30. The Cowboys beat the Raiders in Vegas last night, 33-16 on Monday Night Football. And the New York Jets are benching QB Justin Fields for Tyrod Taylor. Before we get into the Falcons, good, bad, and ugly in the updates on the injury report, do you guys want to try the impossible question again?
All right, I need you to read it one more time.
Okay. A recent survey-based study with over 3,200 adults looked at how often people do this, and it can help affect their level of depression and anxiety in a positive way. What is that thing?
It's either running or working out. Same thing. It's exercise, I think.
I think it's something simpler than that. I think it's like hugging a loved one.
Or smiling. Or laughing.
Going. What do you got, Dylan?
Petting a dog.
That would be a good one. One of you is right. One of the three of you is right.
I'm going to say it's not Dylan because he said pet a dog.
It is not Dylan.
Oh, I cannot believe I did that.
It is not Bo.
Oh.
It's hugging someone.
Oh, let's go.
Hey, attaboy, Mike.
Let's go.
You would all people would get
that. You know
that
what I mean?
Answer.
Somebody in here had to think with their noggin. I appreciate it. You know what I mean?
So if you are feeling levels of depression today after all the Falcons news came out yesterday, yeah, go ahead and give someone a hug.
That'd be great. That'd be great. We'll just, as soon as this segment's over, let's just all,
you know, group hug.
Just bear it up right there in the middle. I'm the bullpen.
I'll sit this one out.
Is Sandy out there yet? I'll give Sandy a hug. I mean, she'll hug me.
Well, I'm sure you got all the notifications on your phone yesterday, but there was a lot of news that came out of Flowery Branch. The Falcons have placed Michael Penix Jr. on the IR. He has an injured left knee, will miss a minimum of 4 games. Kirk Cousins will be starting QB. And Raheem Morris also did confirm that Drake London has a PCL sprain and is out this week, maybe more.
I can't tell you guys enough the levels that I went through yesterday. Right, I'm like, oh, Michael Penix is hurt, could be out. I'm like, oh, you know, we'll get to see Kirk Cousins, maybe see what this offense looks like under center a little bit more. Oh, he's going to be put on IR. I'm like, oh, it's not good. That's maybe we'll get a little too much Kirk Cousins here. Could be season ending. I'm like, oh dear God, we're going to go to the whole offseason. We're going to get all the way to the offseason without this. And then you pile on with the Drake London stuff, and I'm going, I don't even know how this offense is going to function. I don't know. I don't even know what the roadmap looks like right now for this to be a good offense. Run wide zone with Bijan from under center, your Kirk Cousins, and hopefully that works. Like, that's – I don't know. Like, I was sick to my stomach yesterday. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I kept getting asked, and what's wrong with you? You stressed about something?
You, just, Yes, I am.
I was like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. I kind of turned into Bill Belichick. I was like, I don't know. We're on to New Orleans.
Cut the sleeves off.
It's just unbelievable where we're at, where the season is, where we're at here.
Well, Jordan, we lost by 40 today to Boston College. So, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, we should probably do another 60 minutes interview. Maybe this time we let them ask how we met. What do you think? But it's frustrating, man. And I feel like it's weird because I don't want to be that guy. And I don't want to be hype man because I'm as frustrated as anybody. But
oh, don't do this.
Kirk Cousins kind of going back to the scene of the crime last year in New Orleans. Caleb McGarry's foot gets stepped on by Chris Lindstrom. His shoulder gets driven into the turf. That was the beginning of, you know, the entire saga.
Don't
you're
do
six
this to
and
yourself,
three,
man.
You're six and
what are you let's, doing?
Just let me finish. You're 6-3 going in there. This year you're 3-7. Could this be, you know, Kirk Cousins' version of Red Dead Redemption or whatever that that Western game is, where you go shoot people up and everything, you know, boom, 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 and get your revenge? Is this the Kirk Cousins revenge tour or redemption tour? Does it start the scene at the place almost the exact same time of the year? Don't. It was November. Remember? I don't know.
I don't know if you did that on purpose. We do remember November.
Let Bostradamus cook. That's what I'll say. Let Bostradamus cook.
He's living in a world where he's picturing this season being some kind of highlight trailer afterwards.
It's not.
Like,
but can I give myself some reason to look forward to
Kirk
going?
Returns to the scene of the crime.
Can a man dream, Mike?
He redeems himself.
Can I give myself a reason to look forward to going to New Orleans?
Sure.
And suffering through the trash that city is, with the trash that stadium is, with the trash that press box is. Their press box food is trash. Their organization is trash. Can I just give myself a reason to go there?
Wouldn't pick that one. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't pick that one.
You better get ready because we've got 2 hours
of
pregame
like
coming up Sunday.
Walker,
and I'm going to hammer that home.
Spears, Tyler Shuck. Like, give me something like that.
The left tackle from Texas, is it Banks? They drafted there.
Kelvin Banks, yep.
Yeah.
Jalen, there you go.
Yeah, there we go. Jalen Walker versus Kelvin Banks.
Just like
Banks.
He did in the SEC title game last year.
Part three.
I mean, we should let him go on and on because the morning shift over the last, 2 weeks, we've been speaking things into existence.
That's true.
We were on our show call yesterday talking about James Franklin, and then a moment later, that broke.
That's true.
So,
some of that Bostradamus rubbed off on me.
I'm the guy that said 10 wins for Tech. Mike said it too. And then I said 50 sacks for the Falcons, and y'all laughed at me.
And
I said, I'll guarantee at least 40. And so we're close, I think.
Yeah, we are.
So we got to get to the good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah.
You guys have been reviewing the film, kind of looking at Sunday's game before all this news broke. So let's rewind back. Let's go back to Sunday. What was good?
Why?
I know we got to be.
We have to.
I know we got
to
be relatively quick. I thought the D-line, and I've harped on the D-line not getting off blocks. I thought they did as good as could be imagined. I was really upset about the loss of Sam Roberts. I thought Kentavious Street stepped up, played a really good game. I thought Akil London had one of the best games of his season.
He did.
And I thought that David Onyemata had a pretty good game. I thought actually Rook flashed too a couple of times, really shedding blocks. So I'll give credit where credit's due. This defensive line shed blocks, making tackles in the hole. I thought they did as good as they possibly could have.
It's a good one. I thought about that too. Mine's going to make you sad, but I mentioned it earlier. To me, it was the resurgence of the big three, which is now going to be way different, obviously, this week. But the fact that for the first time in a while, you had Penix, Bijan, and Drake at the same time rolling, right? Bijan had 2 rushing touchdowns in the game. Drake obviously went off for over 100 yards. And it just felt like for the first time you had those three guys who were the leaders of your offense as far as skill position were rolling. And it felt good, and you found something. Now, it didn't stay because Penix gets injured and it changed the trajectory of the game in a lot of ways. But I thought it was the first time you were able to see all three guys kind of playing well together, maybe since the Buffalo game.
Yeah. Possibly.
How about the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bad. What was bad?
I'll go first on this. I think our wide zone blocking is broke, and that's crazy because that scheme is devised so that you have to do a little bit less and just be consistent with it, but it's broken. The backside is not climbing. The backside's not getting cut off in the B gap. The front side is not allowing the running back to press the hole. The front side guard is getting his butt whooped no matter which side it's on right now and allowing the defensive tackles to play back in the wide zone. Wide zone for us is working about once every 4 times we run it. And we tried to come out and run it the first series. It was bad. So it's completely broken right now. They've got to find a way to fix it.
The attention to details, I mentioned this yesterday, the lack of attention to details is bad because it's costing you football games. And it's costing you games every – like the 3 games you've lost, we talked about earlier how close they were, you know, they're all because of attention to details, not doing the little things. Just a few that I wrote down. Lindstrom to holding on 2nd-and-1. That's a series that Penix ends up getting injured on. And I'm not blaming Lindstrom, don't get me wrong, but because it could have happened anyways, that's something that those are freak plays. I don't blame people for stuff like that. But it was 2nd-and-1, you get the holding, and it's completely you ended up having to punt because of it. Neusel and Hinton getting downfield before they're supposed to on the screen pass, which I believe was in overtime, which cost you that series.
Yep.
Pitts drops again, 2nd week in a row, big drop. Letting the kickoff hit in that landing zone and roll through the end zone, which means the ball, and when the ball hits, like I think it's inside the 10, maybe just the 5 or something, but if it lands in there and goes through the end zone and you don't field it or whatever, that's coming out to the 20, not the 35, like it does when it's kicked through the end zone.
I agree.
That's an attention to detail that you just can't allow. You're allowing, there's too many little screw-ups in the secondary where you're missing, the touchdown I think McMillan caught, not the one in the end, I can't remember, not the one that Caden was on zone, but the one where Bates and Bowman are talking and he essentially just got a free release in the corner. Like, that. Those maybe it was Coker, but those can't happen.
And what about the ugly?
I think that for me, and I almost erased this because of the return that did set you up in field goal range at the end, but the return game that he just talked about where you're letting the ball roll through and come out to the 20, that's to open overtime, if I'm not mistaken. You also fumbled. You muffed a punt. Jamal Agnew muffed a punt that went out at the 5, and Natron Brooks fumbled a kickoff return. I mean, with those, you can't have one of those mistakes in a game and think you're going to win for all three of those things to happen in a game is ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. Marquise Williams and that entire special teams unit has been bad all year. Take the field goal kicker out of it. That special team, those special teams units have been bad all year. And for that to happen in one game, I think a lot of that led to the turnaround for the Carolina Panthers in the second half.
It's going to sound like I'm picking on the guy, and I don't mean to, but Natron Brooks.
Yeah, it was. It was
ugly. You can't have back-to-back plays as bad as he did. You cannot give up 6 points on the touchdown pass where you just got ran by Xavier Leggett and then turn around and just gaff the kickoff so poorly that he didn't. Never got possession of it. But muffed it, tried to run with it, and turned the ball over. I don't care what it led to. That partly changed the trajectory of the game.
No doubt, but I thought you were going to say even one more. The rumble at the end, I think it was Tommy Trimble, where he comes in and tries to punch the ball out, but nobody else has Tommy Trimble wrapped
up. Yeah,
and he rumbles for
too.
30 more yards. I'm like, bro, that's not the time or place to try to punch the ball out. Somebody's got to tackle the guy.
In fairness, I'm not trying to pick on it. It's more of the sequence.
It was terrible.
Is it being ugly right there that he had? But yeah, you're right. You're absolutely spot on.
Well, and if you have any thoughts on the good, the bad, and the ugly, feel free to tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. We will continue to talk about the future of the Falcons season throughout the show. But coming up next, Aaron Rodgers wants to be like Terry Bradshaw. I'll tell you why when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.